Okay. Thanks. This morning they announced for the software observatory.
But I think they announced the software observatory when we were the train was entering the station.
Okay.
Because
I'm rolling. Yeah, keep it going. I have to get near a speaker. Record. Where are the speakers? Subtle. Trying to record.
You're trying to record?
Yes. So if they make the message, there was a message for us before. In the morning there was. Do you see any speakers? I'm recording. Where did Shem go? Oh, she's right there. Okay. So you can speak. There is a fear. There's a danger that it could come up in some future. No tickets, it's coffee or beer. Yes, there was a sort of beer run that some were.
When did you?
There, yeah.
My first moment of feeling left out in this whole
show. Oh, I'm sorry. Indeed, they're doing,
no,
they're doing
I
coffee.
Approve.
Oh, yeah, that's Starbucks, indeed.
Feels like it's actually in the right spirit. Oh no, look, there was like an entire beer run.
There was a beer run, but it
was
yeah,
I missed
I'm
the beer
sorry.
Run. You want me to hold something for you?
Please, yeah.
I could have done an apple slice.
No, I just ate an apple.
You did go.
Yeah. The one apple slice.
Yeah.
I know. Femke was like, we need to record this.
Yeah. I have to actually unplug this because it's like, it's this awful, like, it's super amplified and it's like really weird. It's like, I feel completely inhibited. Like, so.
Which is a good show that this is something that we talk about observation,
right?
The position of the observer, whether it's like the camera or sound recorder, especially if you're checking the the observation, if it's a recording form, live recording, then that position is a really complicated one and also a really often uncomfortable position. So it totally changes your relationship.
Absolutely.
To the event.
My favorite moment was I was filming, it's another one of these kind of, filming Lev Manovich, you know, as you are wont to do, and he was actually a visiting researcher in the halcyon early days of Pete Svart when we had research, like a paid research internship. So anyway, and part of that deal was that they gave a lecture and I was recording them. So we were in this crazy hexagonal lecture hall in this crazy standing cube building that Pete Blom designed, where the Pete Svart used to be. But anyway, and so Lev Manovich is giving his lecture, and I actually had mic'd him with a lavalier, like a wireless. So and he was plugged in. So you know, so I had this incredibly like strong signal of like Lev Manovich.
Oh, in your ear.
Well,
in so many ways.
No, but it was very indeed. It was this very commanding, booming, and so I was completely full on Lev Manovich. And at some point, he kind of pauses and sort of burps like in between saying, you know, great prophetic grand things about the meaning of database and media to his rapt audience. And like nobody of course responds, because it's just like they're like, and I'm just like in hysterics, like really trying to stifle a laugh, because I'm just like, oh my god, this is really absurd. But the great tragedy of the story is, again, to my my whole kind of, I'm studying archives because I'm a terrible archivist, because yeah, these are part of these tapes that we misplaced, like in this various scrambles of Pizzari media design. I have no idea where these recordings went. At some point, really, I was looking for it because they were DV tapes at the time, and we didn't have a real procedure to put them online.
Unconscious deletion.
Well, this is worth money now, you know? I mean, if I could make a kind of Lev burp machine, you know, like that would be.
You're just that
good joke among PhD students in media studies, for sure.
Indeed. Yeah. Oh, and now I've now committed that to a new recording that may or may not go into an archive. Yeah. But no, it's very weird. It's, but I like it too, actually. But it's funny because I was half joking. I mean, now Bose actually is marketing this broad, like it's called, like some kind of funny pun on hearing. But like it is sold as a kind of hearing aid, but like a hipper, you know, like a hearing enhancement. Because it, and then they give you different options for mixing the, which I find actually super appealing.
These guys do?
No, but Bose, like the sound, like microphone and speaker company, are marketing a kind of product that's basically the same thing, though, a microphone, but then a device where, well, I guess it's probably with your smartphone, but that you can basically selectively, you know, they're saying that, you know, you're in a busy restaurant and you can sort of dial it, which, to be honest, I mean, I have actually sort of weird nasal passage thing issues, so I do have a lot of trouble hearing in when there's a lot of noise. So I can totally, because I know that's true, like sometimes I really can hear a lot better with this on, and you know, like that you can.
That would be great for my dad.
Well, see.
We can't get him to wear like the ear things. He's too vain.
Well, I don't really know what the form of it is, but indeed it looks, yeah, the joke is, I guess it looks more like an iPod.
Yeah. But the other thing that would be, I mean, one of the best ways, at least if it's about direction, right, is just to have something cupped. So if we could start a fashion trend, or I'm sure someone has done some designs, right?
Well, the joke was
a little like a collar, like high collars.
But the in between is that Peter was talking about the fact that he bought binaural, because I was talking, so that these are headphones as well. But both are headphones. And he was saying he was doing interviews that way, and it changes everything. Because also the sound, I mean, the joke is that it mimics what it records, is then what you're actually, you know, how you hear in stereo as well. You get it?
Records what?
No, so you have two microphones on your headphones.
Oh, so what it records is what lands in your ear.
Yeah, so you would hear if I turned like this and then I played it back later.
That sounds disorienting.
Well, it's intense because it does give you this experience. So as a listener later, you would really get a kind of recreation of positional.
I don't want that.
No. Well.
It would make me dizzy. It reminds me of first-person shooter games.
No, indeed. I don't like that either.
Well, I mean, I can't even use earplugs because I hear too much.
Yeah. No, it's intense. Well, but it depends. I mean, that's the thing. For this kind of situation, I would say, because funny thing is then I would say I wouldn't like it at all, because I really like in this situation to do like, you know, to do things. So I'd have to be like, I'd have to be like, because that's the joke is like half the time, it's all, indeed, it's about, but that's the thing. It's not, I don't want to capture everything. I actually want the selectivity of it. Yeah. Like I like a really highly directional microphone because you edit it, though, you know, and you filter.
No, I think it was like something went. I think it was like some train is gonna go through. I don't think that was a constant.
So now it's getting close.
Yeah, I'm gonna stop it and start it again this second.